How should Seattle spend $5.6 billion? Mayor Ed Murray gave his answer yesterday when he unveiled his 2017 budget proposal. It adds millions to address homelessness, and it also reaffirms the mayor's call to hire 200 additional police officers. The federal monitor overseeing police reform in Seattle says the city is making significant progress. Mayor Murray told me part of that progress is having police in the community.
Our policing model is basically one of police officers in cars responding to 911 calls. If we want to do that at the same time, have police officers on bikes and walking beats and getting to know the community, we have to increase the number. So we conducted a study, Chief O'Toole conducted a study and indicated that Seattle's about 200 officers below what it should be. Let me give you an example. City of Boston, which is almost 100,000 fewer people than Seattle, has 2,200 officers, and we have 1,300. So the adjustment still gives us a fairly small police force, but allows us to really develop community policing, really get in, particularly in our urban areas, such as the U District where we're sitting. Officers who can walk the neighborhood, bike the neighborhood, get to know people. It's really hard to do when you're in a car.
Well, activists who may live in those areas, specifically I'm thinking about the group Block the Bunker, they disagree with you, and they're asking the city not to hire new police officers. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, this is a city that, again, has a fairly small police department. This is a police department that we asked to deal with a large number of domestic violence and rape crimes. Those crimes deserve to be investigated, and individuals deserve to have that level of protection. If you just look at what happened at Seattle Pacific University, where there was an attempted mass shooting 2 years ago, or you look at what happened just north of us a few nights ago.
In Burlington.
In Burlington, in the Skagit Valley area. We actually need police officers, regrettably, in a country that is armed to its teeth, ready to respond to protect people. So I don't think it's an either-or situation. And actually, remember, the Justice Department is in Seattle monitoring our police department and telling us that we need to do something about community policing. And we're not going to be able to do that unless we pull people out of their cars and we have slower responses to 911. So I don't think it's an either-or situation.
On the topic of homelessness, your proposal is calling for an additional $12 million to be spent. How does the city intend to spend that new money?
So I, 2 weeks ago, announced a proposal called Pathways Home. And Pathways Home is focused on a critique of our system, which we are spending too much time and too much of the debate on shelters that don't actually get people out of homelessness, and that we need to spend more of our time and effort on actually getting people the services they need and getting them into permanent housing and not letting people languish in our shelter system, thus giving us more capacity in our shelters for folks who have no place to go. But the most important part of where we're focusing our money is towards a set of best practices that deal with the issues around first preventing homelessness, stabilizing people so they don't become homeless, or getting them the services they need, whether it's mental health, whether it's addiction treatment, but rapidly moving folks out of the shelter system, quite honestly, trying to not even get them into the shelter system. So it is a complete reorientation of how the city and the county has spent their money. It won't happen overnight, but basically we have 180 different contracts over 60 different agencies that have been built up over time. We actually don't have a comprehensive integrated homeless strategy, and that's what we're proposing with this money.
This will increase the city's spending on homelessness to nearly $60 million. And as our problem with homelessness continues to grow, how can you reassure citizens and taxpayers that this money will be spent wisely?
I think what we can do as a city is to actually follow the critique that we heard and set up best practices, and I'm committed to doing that. I'm committed to creating the transparency through dashboards and the like on the internet for people to follow this. But I also have to be clear with folks. No city can solve this problem by ourselves. Unless we see a return to the money that the feds have cut for the last 30 years, unless the state restores mental health funding for our county, our partners at the county, we will not be able to solve this problem. We can make it better. We can reduce the number of people off our streets. But we have to realize that what we are looking at here is what income inequality looks like. It's what a shrinking middle class looks like. It's what shredding the social safety net looks like. We took decades creating this mess, and it's going to take time to get us out. But the city's going to need to have partners.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray telling me about his budget proposal for 2017.